We introduced an idea, there's a scenario where the goy is actually doing malacha, seemingly for you, and we say he's doing it adaita d'nafshe. He's doing it because that's his decision. So he's driving to pick you up. You didn't ask him to drive to pick you up. He could have walked, he could have left the car there before Shabbos, he could have, many of different ways. Now he's doing it. That's adaita d'nafshe. That's not being done for the Jew. So where else do we say this? Do we see this concept of doing a daita d'nafshe? So there's one area which I just want to mention briefly because hopefully it's not nageya, a situation of danger, etc. If fire breaks out, so certain scenarios, most scenarios nowadays, you're allowed to call the fire department directly, etc. Because there's sakanas nefashas, etc. The scenario where there's no sakanas nefashas, the only issue was a potential loss, financial loss, etc. Chazal limited what you're allowed to do. You can't do a mirla akum, but you can say kol mechaba eno mafsid. You can make an announcement. Anybody who does it will get paid. I didn't ask you to do it. I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't say you'll get paid. So now you're doing it because you want to make money. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it because you want to make money. So that's called a daita d'nafshe. That's one example. Hopefully that's never negeya. We never need to use that. But an area where the concept of daita d'nafshe plays a role constantly is the concept of where there's a concept in the local called a cobbler. So let's understand that there's two types of ways that somebody's working for you. A hired worker, so he's getting paid. So you just said, if a person's getting paid, he's doing it not for you, he's doing it because of the money. He doesn't care about you. Couldn't care less about you. He cares about the money. So that's not always true. In a scenario where the person is his job is he's a hired worker, you tell him to do this, you tell him to do that, he's basically sold himself to you, and now you tell him what to do. That's called still working for you. Even though he's getting paid, he's still working for you. But if you give him a job to do, and he's taking over responsibility for that job, he's getting paid, so we already argue that's along the lines he's doing it for himself, really for his own money. And he's not, you can't tell him what to do now. You basically have stepped out and given over the whole responsibility to him. Then he's not called working for you. And that's the concept of local called a kavlin. So one example, we'll talk about more about Hashem next week. One quick example. I get my car into the mechanic and I ask him to please take care of my car. So he fixes the car for me. He's working on Shabbos, doing different things for my car. He's doing it for me. No, he's not doing it for you. He's doing it because he wants to make money and because you've given over the job to him. He's fully responsible for the job. If I would sit there over Shabbos, I'm a mechanic myself, and I'll sit there and say, do this, do that. It's a problem. I'm telling him what to do. That I can't do. So we'll talk about more details, Beth Hashem, next week. But this is the concept of the Kabbalah, which has many applications. Have a good morning.